He's also been adventurous in his life, and so he did the Naked and Afraid a couple of months ago on Discovery. Then they invited him to be part of the Naked and Afraid XL, so he's going to explain what that's all about.
It's a group of strangers get dropped off somewhere, leave your clothes with your vehicle, and then meet for the first time naked in the wild, and then you have to survive for a set amount of time, and with nothing, basically. You get one item that you can bring, sometimes two, depending on the location. But, and that's basically it at its core. And I think it's really almost a social experiment putting people into a situation like that more than it is a survival show. Obviously, there's a survival aspect to it, but really, it's this experiment of humanity, I think.
So this is real? I mean, you really are out on your own, naked and afraid?
Yeah, I mean, I had my doubts, too, going out there of what the production would be like, but, you know, it's very bare bones. It's a small crew. The crew is there in the morning, and then they leave before it gets dark, and then you're on your own through the night, and you kind of have to film yourself. There's some cameras set up, you know, around where you're camping, but, yeah, you're on your own after that, and it's very much real. You're very much naked the entire time. You eat what you can get. You drink what you can get, and, you know, if you can't do it, you're just going to, you know, they're either going to take you out medically or you're going to quit on your own.
How did you make out, or do we have to watch the show to find out?
You're going to have to watch the show to find out, but when I did my 21-day episode that aired back in April, I can tell you that one. I did finish my 21 days. I think I did pretty good on that one.
And will you be appearing periodically throughout the year, or how does that work?
For this new season starts, so the 21-day challenge is just a single episode. The XL that is premiering on Sunday is a season, so you'll see it, but I think it goes until maybe August 2nd is the finale. So this is a little different. This one's a spin-off. It's 40 days. It's more people. So, you'll be seeing a good amount of me over the next few months.
And what would possess a seemingly intelligent young man to want to do this?
That's a big assumption, saying I'm intelligent. But, you know, I'm kind of a thrill seeker. I was in heavy metal bands in my 20s. I've traveled all over the place. I've been in some wild places. Obviously not in a survival aspect, but more, you know, running around being a maniac. You know, I hadn't done anything like that for a while, and I really was looking into doing some kind of pretty crazy adventure, and I think I found the worst one you could possibly do. You know, I sent in an application, and it just snowballed so quick. They really, really did. So, it just snowballed interview after interview, and then all of a sudden, you know, they're like, take your clothes off and get out there.
I would think it would have to snowball quick before everybody changed their mind.
Take your clothes off and get out there.
Yeah.
You know, I can't help listening to him thinking of his mother saying, oh, you have to watch my son
Jonathan,
on TV tonight. He's going
to
be
What
naked.
Are you up to? You couldn't be a chef and a butcher?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And it's cool. They have a watch party after the episodes, and the watch party is called Naked and Afraid XL Clothed and Opinionated.
Opinionated. I love it. Good find. Thanks,
yeah,
Mike.
Yeah, on Discovery Channel. Check it out.
WHUD. Closed off.